faces we are told. Such a vast place and so cold, and it puts out crackly noises and a hum. And we don't know what this may mean, but just like some nocturnal dream, we interpret this so we won't feel dumb. Space assigns us each a part, it's ordered chaos at the start, then to help us breathe a touch of mountain greenery. If we ourselves wrote this odd play, we'd be heroes with monsters to slay. How come the parts we got were to play the scenery? 'Cause I'm a telephone pole, and it's not just a role, but I'm far more than a big wooden stick. And now that we're in the age of the satellite dish, I'm disappearing and it's happening quick. I'm just a lonely station on the old info highway, just an empty vessel helping people have their say. I'm a sentry and I guard the fortunes of the modern bells. Keep the shopping network going, the not quite bargains that it sells. I'm strung with lots of tie wire like a manic town crier. Carry rumors, guesses, gossip, facts and lies. And I don't care what you say, if it's free or you pay, everyone out there comes in my size. And if a message is lost in the great waste basket tossed, if it should fall in the dirt, you think someone should get up and tighten the lines after the meal you know you still want dessert? Would the world really change that much if all the phones suddenly didn't ring? Words are so often forgotten when they drift in on a wing. It might only be a movie, sure it could be a long-running play. Please don't be disappointed if it's only a song, something that somebody heard somebody say. There's a big global hush, but don't believe me, you better put your ear to the ground. And we're all listening now, but it's so hard to hear. It is still a very, very faint sound. Global telegraph drums are withholding their beat. Birds and insects are still, it's not only the heat. People can't stand the noise of all the useless machines, the screaming, the screeching, the terrible scenes. There's so much pain, we can't stop, we can't complain, if it's part of life and it's our fate. But what I don't understand is if it's so hard to take, why don't we do more to lighten the weight? If you figure it out, I hope you'll let me know. I know I do the same for you. If you get a look at the real story, or stumble across a clue, 'cause far is near now, it is clear now, distance is no longer real. Imagine the moon is a tangerine, which we got the job to peel. It's time to stop pretending that it's mostly made of pits and bitter rind. There's so much sweet fruit to go around, we just have to unlearn how to be unkind. Now we're back here at ground zero, and I for one am glad that there's a spaceship warming up, about to leave its launching pad. This exhausting journey's over, it will to deepest space and rendezvous with our own fleet. Your world is such a gas, and we've had so much fun, but you're heading into trouble now, and we've really got to run. So here's one thought to leave you with, and please don't take it wrong.